Hippocrates is very important in the history of medicine. He lived at a time when many people believed it was the gods that could cure people from illness, and that people used to go to places called an Asclepia to be cured by the god Asclepius. Hippocrates is known as the father of modern medicine because he came up with clinical observation, which is what he told doctors to do. They had to diagnose, look at patient symptoms to see what is affecting them, make a prognosis, that's an informed guess about what is likely to happen, observe the patient, look at and record the course of the illness, and treat. If necessary, give some treatment that will cure the illness. He also taught that sickness is not sent by the gods or taken away by them. It has a physical basis. If we can find the cause, we can cure the disease. This was an advance because people used to think illness was caused by spirits or gods. He also came up with a natural idea on why people were ill. He came up with the theory of the four humours. These were blood, yellow bile, black bile and phlegm. When they are balanced, the person is healthy, and when they are out of balance, the person is ill. The weather or other factors, such as getting too wet or eating the wrong foods, could unbalance the humours and cause illness. This fitted in neatly with the Greek idea of the four elements. A number of treatments were based on the theory. By careful examination of the patient, for example by looking at his or her urine, the doctor could tell how the humours were unbalanced. The doctor could help restore the balance. The patient, for example, might be made to vomit to remove the bile, or might be heated or cooled. The most drastic treatment was bleeding to draw off an excess of blood so as to restore the balance of the humours. Hippocrates was helped by a number of factors. Between 600 BC and 400 BC, Greek thinkers in towns began to try to find out reasons why things happened in the world and started to look for natural reasons for what went on. They also taught that the human body was not needed after death, and so it could be dissected. Since Greek doctors were also merchants and traders with Egypt, Greek doctors were able to learn a lot about Egyptian medicine from trade contracts. So Hippocrates was able to follow on from what these people had taught. Without them, he might not have tried to look for reasons why people became ill. However, although his work was an advance and his ideas were spread by his books, some people still believed in gods like Asclepius.